from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Joining us now, he is Paul Bradle, Packers Wire and ESPN Lacrosse. He's a writing fool on ESPN Lacrosse's website. Oh, my God. Follow him on Twitter at Paul_Bradle. And, of course, he's at Packers minicamp this week. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sparky. Always happy to hop on with you.
So what hurts more, your hand when you write as much as you do, or is it your fingers because you're typing everything? Like you do. Like, do you ever have issues? Because, man, every day you're putting out like multiple stories a day, I feel, over there.
It is. And I've been going on that pace for a while now. But I have to tell you, and I hope it shows through in my work and both the quantity and quality of it. But I absolutely love it. I love everything about this. I love everything that I do. I love talking Packers football. And, to have the opportunity that I do to take in these practices, ask the questions that I do in the locker room and at media interviews, all that stuff. I want to make sure that I'm, providing as much information as I can to everyone out there who consumes it.
You certainly are, no question. Okay, so things that stood out to me from what I've seen from afar here at the radio station. Elgton Jenkins getting some run at center, Paul Bradle?
Yeah, he was today. And there was, we've talked about this before, there was a ton of movement. There has been a ton of movement on the offensive line, and that continued today. There were three different starting offensive line configurations in front of Jordan Love today. And, yes, we did see Elgton Jenkins get an opportunity at center. And when it comes to where does Jordan Morgan fit into this offensive line, based on what we've seen in the early going, Jenkins at center could be where that happens most, with that allowing Morgan to be at left guard. That's putting him on the same side of the line that he played during his time at Arizona in college. And as we all know, it's about putting the best five on the field. The Packers are very much in a learning phase right now when it comes to Jordan Morgan. They've played him everywhere. He was with the starting unit at left tackle, and right guard today. He's played some left guard as well. So they're trying to figure out where he fits best. And as we've seen in the past, they're not going to shy away from moving players around to finding where that best unit is. Because if Elgton Jenkins stays at left guard, Josh Myers stays at center, in the early going here, it looks like the only place that Jordan Morgan could fit on that offensive line is at right guard, competing with Sean Ryan. Because right now there's really not a ton of indication. Obviously, Zach Tom isn't practicing with the pec injury, but there's no indication that he's going to move. Rasheed Walker continues to dominate the left tackle snaps with the starters. So when it comes to where does Jordan Morgan fit, it's going to be at right guard. And honestly, of the positions, that's the one he's played the least so far. Of course, that can all change once we get to training camp. So I really feel that giving Jenkins those reps, we all know he's a very productive player at the center position. But giving him those opportunities is more of the Packers just trying to get a feel for, all right, what could this line look like? Because they're trying to figure out where Jordan Morgan fits best.
Let me see if I got this right. So if Elgton Jenkins is at center, then it's Walker, Morgan, Elgton Jenkins, Ryan, and Zach Tom?
That would be my guess on how things, if they were to play out that way.
Okay, so then which side do you run behind that you like? Because I don't think I like either side to run behind.
I mean, the run defense in general is an area, or excuse me, run blocking is an area where they have to improve. And that, as we talk to Sean Ryan, as we hear Luke Butkus speak, Matt LaFleur, you know, the praise that Sean Ryan continues to get is in his ability as a run blocker. So I think that aspect of his game is going to give him a fighting chance to be one of the starters come week one of the regular season. Because as we look at this offensive line, and you alluded to it, there's no maulers. There's not really any people movers. But the praise that Sean Ryan gets is in his strength, in his power. You can feel him hitting the pads in practice. And having that element on the offensive line is important, obviously, to the run game success and not just being technically sound. You want to have that attacking mentality, and Sean Ryan brings that. Now, he's going to have to improve as a pass blocker. Adam Stenovich has said that's a big part of his game where he needs more consistency. But I really like that component, that element that Sean Ryan brings in that run blocking space. And I think that's going to be a big part of what keeps him in the mix, keeps him pushing for a starting spot this season.
I'm going to regret asking this question, I'm sure, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. What if they move Tom into right guard? Jenkins is at center, and what if they actually went with Dillard at right tackle?
I really don't think that that's on the table.
Good answer.
I would be surprised. I think that, and today for practice, I mean, they were moving Dillard. Dillard was playing both left and right side. He was with the starting offense, the second team offense, and that hasn't been unusual up to this point. You know, with Zach Tom not out there, he's seen his share of snaps starting at right tackle. But it felt like they were really trying to get a good look at him today for evaluation purposes. But the way that I see it with Dillard, he is a veteran body that provided stability, some experience, some stability to the position. Because remember, they brought him in before the draft. He has experience. We've seen them do this in the past with a Dennis Kelly, for example,
Jared right.
Feldier. Yep. You know, they've made this is just a Packers type move. They didn't use any guaranteed money to sign him. If they release him when roster cutdowns come, there's no salary cap impact from that. So my best guess right now, if Dillard's going to make this team, he's just going to be a backup option. And I don't even think he would be the first option off the bench. He would just be there for depth.
Tom and Paul Bredel, Packers Wire, ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at @Paul_Bredel. He's at Packers Minicamp covering that. Marshawn Lloyd, I think, got the most oohs and ahs from the people that I saw on social media today that were at practice today. What did you take away from watching him play at running back?
Yeah, I mean, goodness. Today was the first practice where he popped and you could see his elusiveness, his ability to avoid tacklers. There was one run in particular where it felt like there was a defender in front of him, you know, every step he took, and he just kept jump cutting his way around it. I mean, you could really see, like I said, that elusiveness on display, that burst that he has. It was a super, super impressive run, and he continued to show that throughout the practice. You know, we've heard LaFleur and Stenovich talk about him and that he brings a different element to this Packers offense, and that's going to be a big reason why I think right out the gate he's going to be a factor in this Packers offense. It's just a question of two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
To what degree, and does AJ Dillon factor into that mix at all? AJ Dillon is still, you know, quote unquote running back two right now, at least based on the reps, at least based on the first team offense that he's working with. Of course, it's very early. Of course, things can absolutely change. And I'm sure some of that is because of just his experience. is, you know, this Dylan's in his fifth season in the Matt LaFleur offense. And I talked to Marshawn Lloyd in the locker room, and he said that, you know, this part of the off season right now, OTAs and mini camp, it's just about getting your feet under you, learning the playbook. And he added that AJ Dillon's been a tremendous help in that regard, giving Lloyd praise when he does well, giving him some feedback when there's areas that he can improve upon. So AJ Dillon's been an excellent teammate through all of this because he's facing his own uncertainties, as we all know. But Marshawn Lloyd looked really impressive, and I asked him, you know, after going through OTA's mini camp, you got these 4 or 5 weeks coming up before training camp, what's your focus going to be on? He said for him, it's about pass catching. He wants to make sure that he comes back for training camp as sound as he can be in that area. Cause as we all know, the running backs play a very, very big role in that capacity in LaFleur's offense.
All right, let's talk about the backup quarterback position. I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about, but Clifford, 3 interceptions, all the same guy today. Pratt, by all indications, played well. Is this really a competition, or is Clifford really going to have to screw this up to lose that job?
I've been impressed with Michael Pratt. His poise, his command of the offense, just knowing where to go to the football. We saw that today. He was in a red zone drill. Ball started at around the 8-yard line, and just 2 quick completions, 2 quick touchdowns. Knew where to go, placed the ball perfectly. It was really impressive, especially considering that he's been here for, 5-6 weeks now. However, with that said, Matt LaFleur was asked about Michael Pratt following practice, and he was sure to heap praise on him, but you could tell that there was a tone of he's still got a ways to go, and that's absolutely the case. You know, they've just gotten through installing the playbook. So now when they come back for training camp and Pratt's going through these installs the second time, the third time through, that's where they're really hoping to see a jump take place, just as LaFleur mentioned that they saw with Sean Clifford last summer. And I think as we get into training camp and the intensity of everything picks up, I think that component of it, Clifford's experience in this offense is going to be I think it's going to be what keeps this not much of a battle. I still don't see this as a huge positional battle. This was a pick that got the Packers back to drafting and developing quarterbacks, which we know that organizationally that's a philosophy that they believe in. I think it was definitely more so that than Brian Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur saying, now we need someone to push Sean Clifford. Now, if that ends up happening, we all know they want competition. I'm sure they'll be thrilled about it. But I think the experience that Clifford has in this offense is going to be huge in whatever sort of battle could ensue this summer. And I think that's going to ultimately be the differentiator and why he's quarterback too. And one other thing I'll add about Clifford's interceptions, 2 of them were very much kind of right place, right time for Zane Anderson, not to take away from the play that he made. You got to put yourself in position to do so. But one was off of a deflected pass. I think it was off of Grant Dubose's hands. And then the second one was in a 2-minute drill. There was under 10 seconds left on the clock. Clifford rolled to his left, heaved it back over the middle field, and it was intercepted. So, yeah, still 2 interceptions by Zane Anderson, but, again, more right place, right time than anything else.
The other thing, Carrington Valentine, LaFleur very wanting to praise him, I guess, in the press or after practice, talking about how much bigger and stronger he's got to this point. Stokes was out there today, Alexander with an excused absence. How has Valentine looked to this point? Can you notice that he's gotten bigger?
Yeah, absolutely. I after each of these OTA practices, mini camp practices, I do a kind of observations takeaway article. And from the first OTA practice now 3-4 weeks ago, that was one of my first bullet points that I mentioned, that Carrington Valentine and Kobe Wooden was the other, where you could tell that they transformed their bodies over the offseason. And Matt LaFleur said that was a big, big challenge that they put in front of Carrington Valentine. And by all accounts, he answered that challenge. And he's looked very good out on the football field. He's bringing that competitiveness, that fieriness. And this Jeff Hafley defense, obviously the players have to make plays at the end of the day, but this defense, I think, is going to fit the skill sets, this cornerback room, so much better. Not just Valentine, but Stokes and Jair, with the vision-based approach that they're asked to do. Eyes on the quarterback, playing fast, playing downhill, more man, press man coverage. Like, that's a lot of what these guys were asked to do during their time in college, including Carrington Valentine. And Hafley's been praised for his ability to simplify the game plan, just let the guys go out there and react rather than overthinking. So I think that aspect of it, for Valentine, like I said, the rest of the cornerback room is going to hopefully do some of that heavy lifting as we see hopeful improved play and more plays on the football this season. But Carrington Valentine's looked very good. What I will say in the early going here, though, when Alexander's been on the field, he has been the third cornerback, behind Eric Stokes. To me, this is Eric Stokes' job to lose for the time being, right, or Carrington Valentine's going to have to go get it.
One last one for you. Edgerrin Cooper, I saw he made another couple of nice blitzes today when he was out there with the second string.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, on those blitzes and toss plays too, when the Packers are running toss plays, that explosiveness that we heard so much about, it is on full display. I mean, his ability to see it and then just make a beeline towards the ball carrier and maneuver his way through the gap. Like, he is, when he is recognizing those plays, he is in the backfield instantly. And it wasn't just Cooper who was being asked to blitz. I mean, I think I saw more blitzing today than I did all training camp last season from the Packers linebackers. It was Edgerrin Cooper, Eric Wilson, Quay Walker, Tyron Hopper. They were blitzing everyone. And who knows, maybe today's defensive game plan was working on blitzing scenarios, but they were sending everyone. And the situations that they were practicing, red zone and 2-minute, it makes sense where you would want to try to, if you're the defense, try to stress things for the offense a little bit and be more aggressive. We look back at Jeff Hafley's time at Boston College. His defenses didn't blitz a ton on first down or even second down that much, but third downs, those high leverage situations, the Boston College defense blitzed at one of the highest rates in the ACC, and not just 5-man pressures. They were sending 6-man pressures. They were not afraid to throw any one of those linebackers at the quarterback, and we saw that today. And like I said, that was where you really, really saw Cooper's explosiveness, his size, what degree, and does A.J. Dillon factor into that mix at all? I was just going to say, A.J. Dillon is still, quote-unquote running back 2 right now, at least based on the reps, at least based on the first-team offense that he's working with. Of course, it's very early. Of course, things can absolutely change, and I'm sure some of that is because of just his experience. Dillon's in his 5th season in the Matt LaFleur offense, and I talked to Marshawn Lloyd in the locker room, and he said that, this part of the off season right now, OTAs and minicamp, it's just about getting your feet under you, learning the playbook. And he added that A.J. Dillon's been a tremendous help in that regard, giving Lloyd praise when he does well, giving him some feedback when there's areas that he can improve upon. So A.J. Dillon's been an excellent teammate through all of this because he's facing his own uncertainties, as we all know. But Marshawn Lloyd looked really impressive, and I asked him, after going through OTAs, minicamp, you got these 4 or 5 weeks coming up for training camp, what's your focus going to be on? He said for him, it's about pass catching. He wants to make sure that he comes back for training camp as sound as he can be in that area. Because as we all know, the running backs play a very, very big role in that capacity in LaFleur's offense.
All right, let's talk about the backup quarterback position. I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about, but Clifford, 3 interceptions, all to the same guy today. Pratt, by all indications, played well. Is this really a competition, or is Clifford really going to have to screw this up to lose that job?
I've been impressed with Michael Pratt. His poise, his command of the offense, just knowing where to go to the football. We saw that today. He was in a red zone drill. Ball started at around the 8-yard line, and just 2 quick completions, 2 quick touchdowns. Knew where to go, placed the ball perfectly. It was really impressive, especially considering that he's been here for, 5-6 weeks now. However, with that said, Matt LaFleur was asked about Michael Pratt following practice, and he was sure to heap praise on him, but you could tell that there was a tone of he's still got a ways to go, and that's absolutely the case. They've just gotten through installing the playbook. So now when they come back for training camp and Pratt's going through these installs the second time, the third time through, that's where they're really hoping to see a jump take place, just as LaFleur mentioned that they saw with Sean Clifford last summer. And I think as we get into training camp and the intensity of everything picks up, I think that component of it, Clifford's experience in this offense is going to be what keeps this not much of a battle. I still don't see this as a huge positional battle. This was a pick that got the Packers back to drafting and developing quarterbacks, which we know that organizationally that's a philosophy that they believe in. I think it was definitely more so that than Brian Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur saying, now we need someone to push Sean Clifford. Now, if that ends up happening, we all know they want competition. I'm sure they'll be thrilled about it. But I think the experience that Clifford has in this offense is going to be huge in whatever sort of battle could ensue this summer. And I think that's going to ultimately be the differentiator on why he's quarterback 2. And one other thing I'll add about Clifford's interceptions, two of them were very much kind of right place, right time for Zane Anderson, not to take away from the play that he made. You got to put yourself in position to do so. But one was off of a deflected pass. I think it was off of Grant Dubose's hands. And then the second one was in a two-minute drill. There was under 10 seconds left on the clock. Clifford rolled to his left, heaved it back over the middle field, and it was intercepted. So, yeah, still two interceptions by Zane Anderson, but, again, more right place, right time than anything else.
The other thing, Carrington Valentine, LaFleur very wanting to praise him, I guess, in the press or after practice, talking about how much bigger and stronger he's got to this point. Stokes was out there today, Alexander with an excused absence. How has Valentine looked to this point? Can you notice that he's gotten bigger?
Yeah, absolutely. I after each of these OTA practices, mini camp practices, I do a kind of observations takeaway article. And from the first OTA practice now 3-4 weeks ago, that was one of my first bullet points that I mentioned, that Carrington Valentine and Kobe Wooden was the other, where you could tell that they transformed their bodies over the offseason. And Matt LaFleur said that was a big, big challenge that they put in front of Carrington Valentine. And by all accounts, he answered that challenge. And he's looked very good out on the football field. He's bringing that competitiveness, that fieriness. And this Jeff Hafley defense, obviously the players have to make plays at the end of the day, but this defense, I think, is going to fit the skill sets this cornerback room so much better. Not just Valentine, but Stokes and Jair, with the vision-based approach that they're asked to do. Eyes on the quarterback, playing fast, playing downhill, more man press man coverage. Like, that's a lot of what these guys were asked to do during their time in college, including Carrington Valentine. And Hafley's been praised for his ability to simplify the game plan, just let the guys go out there and react rather than overthinking. So I think that aspect of it, for Valentine, like I said, the rest of the cornerback room is going to hopefully do some of that heavy lifting as we see hopeful improved play and more plays on the football this season. But Carrington Valentine's looked very good. What I will say in the early going here, though, when Alexander's been on the field, he has been the third cornerback, behind Eric Stokes. To me, this is Eric Stokes' job to lose for the time being, right, or Carrington Valentine's going to have to go get it.
One last one for you. Edgerrin Cooper, I saw he made another couple of nice blitzes today when he was out there with the second string.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. On those blitzes and toss plays, too, when the Packers are running toss plays, that explosiveness that we heard so much about, it is on full display. I mean, his ability to see it and then just make a beeline towards the ball carrier and maneuver his way through the gap. Like, he is, when he is recognizing those plays, he is in the backfield instantly. And it wasn't just Cooper who was being asked to blitz. I mean, I think I saw more blitzing today than I did all training camp last season from the Packers linebackers. It was Edgerrin Cooper, Eric Wilson, Quay Walker, Tyron Hopper. They were blitzing everyone. And who knows, maybe today's defensive game plan was working on blitzing scenarios, but they were sending everyone. And the situations that they were practicing, red zone and 2 minute, it makes sense where you would want to try to, if you're the defense, try to stress things for the offense a little bit and be more aggressive. We look back at Jeff Hafley's time at Boston College. His defenses didn't blitz a ton on first down or even second down that much, but third downs, those high leverage situations, the Boston College defense blitzed at one of the highest rates in the ACC, and not just five-man pressures. They were sending six-man pressures. They were not afraid to throw any one of those linebackers at the quarterback, and we saw that today. And like I said, that was where you really, really saw Cooper's explosiveness, his sideline-to-sideline ability on full display.
All right, I lied. I got one more since you brought up his name. Do you think Hafley puts Quay Walker in more of a position to be a playmaker than Joe Barry ever did?
I do think so. And, you know, we talked to Quay in the locker room just very briefly before we had to get on out of there today. And just asked him about his experience, kind of what's different for him in this defense compared to what he was asked to do previously. And he said it's just a lot more of going out there and making plays. Like, that is the big point of emphasis, not just for the linebackers, but for the secondary as a whole. And it goes back to what I mentioned previously and how Hafley draws up the game plans. You know, I don't want to use the term simplified because it's not. I mean, Jordan Love talked about it today. There's coverage disguises out there. They're sending pressures from different parts of the field. But it's simplified in the sense of the players go out there and they're just reacting. They're not overthinking. They're not processing where they need to go, where they need to be. It's just see the ball, go get the ball, run and hit. And you look at Quay Walker, he even said this. He goes, a lot of what they're doing now, there's still a learning curve for him because it's a new defense. He says, a lot of what I'm being asked to do is what I did at Georgia. And it's the same for a lot of these guys on this defense. So I think that in itself, we're going to see Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt's another, Eric Stokes, that Georgia defense, we're going to see them be put in those positions where it's just go and make plays, and we all know that they have that ability.
Paul, does it not want to make you just scream at Joe Barry in his face right now when you just said what you said? Oh, well, they're going to put me in position to be successful like they did in Georgia now. Joe Barry? No, not so much. Like, I just... Paul Bredel, he is Packers Wire, ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at @Paul_Bredel. Paul, you are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it as always, Sparky. Take care.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Paul Bredel on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.